The Kaaba Sharif is a manifestation of love. In all that we do, we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and for His love. And the mistake we make is when it's a physical thing, or we can feel the sensation of love. But we feel it, we see it, and we see the sensation. And Allah Ta'ala, we can't feel, and nor can we see. So normal person says, how must I get to love Allah Ta'ala? So Mawlana speaks about this. He says, Ishq ba murda na bayat payadar. You can't have ishq with a thing that is mortal. Ke murdar ba ma ainda nest. Because the thing that is going to be dying, right, he can't be with us. Ishq ba murda ba ma ainda nest. Here for the moment, and then they're gone. And then you have this love, right? What's the reason for the love? Either for the shape or the complexion, right? And these things, they wither away. Shape goes away, and the color also goes away. So it says, Ishq bahayya qayyum da. If you have love, then love for the one that is always alive, eternal. And he takes care of everything. So that's where you invest your love. Then he says, if you will attach your thing, your heart, to these things that are majazi, that was not real. Ishq-e majazi, thing that is not real, right? Then at some point you're going to feel disappointed. Right? Person loses the shape, or he dies, or he becomes seriously ill, or he has a change of mind. So if that ever happens, then you feel very much betrayed. You know, how much you invested, how much you put into this, and now at this point now he just deserted you, he abandoned you. So that's what's your problem. Why you put your love, why you invested in the right, in the wrong place? Right? So invest your love in the right place. Now that doesn't mean now you must start hating your wife. So you talk of love now. Someone may just stretch it in the wrong end. And it says, Ishba murda na bayat paidar. Ke murda ba ma ainda nest. The ishq with the mortal, right, is not the right thing, because they're not going to be with us. So you start fighting with your wife, that you will not just sustain and maintain, you will increase. What? The love of the wife, you will maintain, sustain, and you will harness that, right? You will continue that. Why you will do that? for the simple reason, the more you love her, then the more you will abstain from haram. The mind is focused. I'm going to this Bibi Appa. And that will distract you from your mind wandering around. But you won't have that Bibi then. What happened? Then your mind will go in a merry-ground. What about that one? What about this one? It will keep revolving. So, the wife is like the Kaaba Shri. What? Son. Kaaba Shri, you love, respect. But is the Kaaba Shri of God? But now, you needed something to show your love, right? To express. So that's the manifestation. So that's the hand of Allah Ta'ala, and you're kissing it, right? And that's the house of Allah Ta'ala. You're going around, kissing this wall, kissing that wall, right? That's the manifestation. But that's not, Allah Ta'ala is not a element to be worshipped. That is why the ulama say, if someone worships the Kaaba Sharif, it's out of Islam. It's a direction, yes, but it's not a god. It's not an article of faith, or article of worship. So you worship the thing, you're out of Islam. The same now with the wife. It's a manifestation, right? So keep it to that, so that your mind doesn't go elsewhere, right? And you can express your feelings, right? And then through her, Allah protects you from lot of haram. But you don't have anything like that, then it can be dangerous. Your mind goes here, goes this idea, goes to wrong things, all the haram things, right? So this saves you from all that. Sheikh Sadi says, we are on the journey to Hajj, you know. And we saw a youngster, and sometimes he's jumping, sometimes he's crying, sometimes he's seeing some nizam, and we thought, hey, he's something wrong, you know. Until when we came right to the Kaaba Sharif, so the Muallim says, Shuf Aga Baitullah. It will just say that much, and the youngster let out some poetry. He says, Chu Rasi Baku e Dilbar Basipar Jane Mustar. Chu Rasi Baku e Dilbar Basipar Jane Mustar. When you come to the house of the beloved, right? Come right there. Then offer your desperate heart, your heart was desperate to see Allah Ta'ala. So the heart that was desperate to see Allah Ta'ala, now give it to him. So receive kuwa dilbar basipar jane mustar. When you come to the house of the beloved, now offer your heart now. You know, your heart is in that level of desperation now. Offer it. So this love has to be cultivated. Right? You make zikr, Quran Sharif. So I say one simple thing is, when you make zikr, etc., have that in mind. I'm doing it for the love of Allah Ta'ala. But don't make the mistake that I don't have the feelings. So don't worry about the feelings. Feelings come, or feelings leave, don't worry about. In your mind you've got it, I'm doing it for His love. Yeah. So, your mind is right, then inshallah, one day that love will go to a different level. This is a youngster now, right? Old Rory singing about it. When he came to the Kaaba, then we realized he is amongst the Ushaq, amongst the Ashikin. We didn't realize. So he's jumping in happiness, he's crying away, ringing with Nazam. So we couldn't understand what was the level of the boy. So as he comes here, he says, what he says? Churasi Jani Bakuya Dilbar. When you come to the house of the beloved, offer yourself. The heart was so, so desperate to reach him. So Mabada Bhare Digar Narasi, maybe you don't get a chance again. There's a chance now. And now you better take the best. Maybe you don't get a chance to come and visit his house again. And he just shrieked and he's gone. So what do you say? You say, Shahida Muhabbat, what? He's died, and he's died in ecstasy. He's died in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Doesn't the Quran say, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The Quran says, the Muslims' love for Allah Ta'ala is intense. It's not just mild, it's intense. And how you understand that his muhabbat is intense? Your child is very dear to you, right? Say he's 10 years old, and he's very dear, and you just left it on the, left the Quran Sharif on the floor. What will happen? You will go blue and black, isn't it? Though you have that. But now, if he shows some disregard, you won't be able to tolerate it. So that means your love for Allah Ta'ala is genuine. If it was not genuine, then you would have turned like that. You turning like this shows that you got some love. So this love of Allah Ta'ala must be cultivated. So any the zikr you do, the Quran Sharif you recite, yeah? And overall, by and large, you are looking to emulate the Sunnah, because that's the most expedient way to get the love. كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. The most expedient way to reach to Allah Ta'ala is the Sunnah. That is why it's an observation of many people that our silsila, our Dioban silsila, Hazisaf, right? People, they get to that level very quickly. The reason is that there's a lot of emphasis on the adherence to the Sunnah. They don't take the Sunnah mildly, very, very strongly. You must adhere to the Sunnah. One youngster was passing by a house, an old lady, he's young, 19, 20 years of age. An old lady, about 90 years of age, she called him. Fed him nicely, spoke to him nicely. So he's wondering now, why is this lady showing me so much attention? So then she says, see, my son is born in the army. He's about your age, right? Right. And it's already 1-2 years that have passed, and I'm missing him desperately. But today when I saw you, I saw you resemble him. So I said, I can't see him, so at least I can see someone that resembles him. Let me show him that love. So you see his love. So I thought Allah Pak is telling us that you want that love, then you design yourself, you tailor yourself to that garment, to the garment of the Sunnah. What? You tailor yourself to the garment of the sunnah, the small sunnahs and the big sunnahs. The internal sunnahs and the external, right? Both are important. You can't say that the inner sunnah is the most important thing, so abandon the outer sunnahs. Right? Inner sunnah is the root, the soul, right? So you can't say the soul is the main thing, so just disregard the physical side of the sunnah. Right? The physical dimension is important, as well as the spiritual side. Right? Are you going for a proposal, right? Right. So, the one ear is missing. One and a half eyes is missing, right? Teeth is all chopped off. Right. Are you going to accept, going to go for this? Yeah? And if the girl says, look at my heart, don't look at this ear. Look at my soul, it's so good. Are you going to accept that? See? So see how important the physical self is. The soul must have been very good, right? Right, very clean. But she doesn't have the physical dimension and it's not on. I tell the boys, you know, you want to explain a masla, just put a girl in between, you get it very, very easy to get it. You don't put a girl, you can't get it nice. But see how quickly was it? The physical and the spiritual, right? The soul and the physical self. So, the soul must be very good, right? Pure as a farishta. But one eye is, one half eye is gone, teeth is burst, body is missing, right? And she got pimples big like a flat pimples. Putala, salt. So, don't get away with that. No, the heart is very good. The heart needs to be good and the physical self needs to be good. If the, say now, or the body, everything is right, right? Body is right. But the soul is missing. Would you ever go for that? Is dead then. Jasadin bila ruhin. It's a dead body then, right? So you ever think of, So now, don't mix these things. People say, the main thing is heart. Heart is very good. Get the heart right, but get the physical self right also. Get the physical self conform to the sunnah, and get the spiritual self also to conform to the sunnah. Now that love is complete. In many respects, the soul is more important. The inner self is more important. And in many things, the physical self is also very important. Right? So, you know, my soul is very good, very hard. Very. So you're performing namaz naked. Namaz ho jayi. His soul is very good, very clean, like a farishta. But he's not wearing clothes. He puts down, namaz ho jayi. You want to read namaz behind, say, hey, you know, there's a buzuk of his zabada. Will you perform namaz behind him? Right? Obvious. Eh? Although his soul was the soul of the farishta, but you don't have to perform namaz behind him. The reason is obvious. You must conform, even the outer self conform to the sunnah. Rasulullah Masnara, Smeh. So I tell people, you have to give illustrations. You don't give illustration, you know, the heart is the main thing, don't be judgmental, all that, right? All the stories will come. But now you ask a judgmental person, right? You know, your son needs to get married. But one day it's very good. Don't be judgmental. Don't have your eyes, teeth is burst, right? One lip is swollen, and got fat out pimples. Don't be judgmental now. It's only very good. You have to go for that. So both have to be right. Or was Ghanadin. You know, all of them have seen that. You know. See to it that your trouser is above your ankle. father is above your uncle. I said, no, I got no pride. Even if you don't have pride, that don't resemble the proud. This is it's a resemblance of pride, right? So don't resemble the pride. Don't imitate them. As Umar radiallahu anhu, he stabs, right, and about passing away. So when youngster comes to give some words of comfort, right, and he calls him, now he's about dying, right? He's about dying, say, Irfa Izar, raise your trousers. Aska in the Rabbik, this will be purer. In the presence of Allah Ta'ala, it will make. Mawlana Abdul Al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Mawlana Abdul Al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah, understand who he was, right? He was the last Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Tamim Sahib Rahmatullah. So one of his murid was here. I knew him from long time, but maybe 40 years I know him, right? So he tells me, and he's like a bichara, a normal, very, very good person, honest, right? Simple person, very simple. He says, I see, when I see Mawlana Abdul Haq give me a bayan, I see Nabi Sam next to him. Understand? When Mawlana Abdul Haq give me a bayan, I see Nabi Sam next to him. So don't treat these people, Allah Akabir, what they are, Akabir, Akabir. Right? They revive the Sunnah in their lives. If you weren't for them, you wouldn't have understood the Sunnah. Every Sunnah, respect to parents, he's got about 15 respects what you must do. So don't consider them to be small. And all of them, you should show a lot of respect to other jinns. I've seen Mina, and Mawlana Abdul Haq Sahib would make it a point to come and sit by Hazrat-ji. Half an hour, 1 hour, he'll come, make it a point. So his camp is here, Hazrat-ji's camp is here. But he'll make it a point to come there. So all of Shura respect. So it was our habit now. Mawlana Abdul Haq Sahib comes, right? So we'll accompany him back to his tent. He's an elder person, he'll need some assistance. So as he went to his camp, so his bedding was laid out, and he just put his head on the pillow. In the meanwhile, we saw this thing. So that from looks, it seemed like a Shami, Syrian, or some fair complexion. And with a little bit of difficulty, he came in, and Mawlana Abdul Haq Sahib is sleeping now. He came, and he lied down on the other side. And then he passed on. So I thought to myself, this chacha must have made dua. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ Allah Ta'ala, let our souls depart with abrar. Abrar means like, selected servants. Allah made it possible. He came to the tent, had difficulty, put his head there, and تَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ See, the love for these people is very, very great. The love for this Ahlullah is very great. Don't ever, maybe we can't do like what they do, right? But our love for them mustn't be deficient, very high. Making dua for them, emulating them, we love them, like to be with them, right? Listen to them. Maybe we can't do all what they are doing, but our love and our respect for them mustn't decrease. So Mawlana Abdul Haq Sahib used to say, sometimes he'll say some poetry, you know. He says, I don't have much to offer Allah Ta'ala, but Ya Allah, I have come with the sunnah of your Nabi. What? I don't have much to offer, but I've come with the sunnah of your Nabi. You see, you have to emphasize on this sunnahs, because there's a modernist group, and the modernist group wants to destroy the sunnah. Someone says, you know, you can trim the beard, do the Tabligh Jamaat, for all I can remember, 1960, they made effort on this thing, yeah. They got the beard right, they got the kurta right, got the topi right. Now, the person studied a few kitabs, and then he said, oh, it's all right, you can trim your beard, have a designer beard. Now, is that respecting the sunnah? Is that showing respect to the sunnah? Or is that showing respect to the modernist? The modernist wants you to do that. So, your Nabi is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or the modernist? In India they have this holy, you know. Some of you must have heard. And holy means it's like one of the festivals, right? We have Diwali, the one festival, holy they call it. So in that festival they throw color. Anything they see, they throw the color. See you, they throw color, right? So that's the festival. So a saintly person, he just come out of his house and it's the holy season. So he saw a donkey there and he was eating pan. So just to amuse himself, he said, see, nobody painted you, and he spat the pan on the donkey. Let me paint, let me color you. So some days later, he passed away. When he passed away, so they asked him, how are you all right? He says, yeah, but I'm suffering here. There's a small snake around my mouth that's biting me. What happened? No, I also joined in that Hindu celebration. Yeah, Hindu celebration, I expect other thing. I joined in their celebration. So now today, I'm paying for it. So the sunnah, how great it may be and how small it may be, but don't take it lightly. That's the bridge to Allah Ta'ala. That's the bridge to reach Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One Colonel Amiruddin Sahab, ex from Hyderabad, moved on to America. So at least about 6,000 or 10,000 blacks and whites accepted Islam at his hands. From 60 till he passed away 2000 somewhere, right? Blacks and whites, over 6,000, 10,000 accept Islam. And they accept Islam and they are strong Muslims. Not just ordinary, you know, strong. So, his law was, you want to know something, you will ask me, and if I know it, I'll tell you, I'll refer you to some alim. And if it's a woman that's asking, then ask my wife. She'll follow the same process. She knows it very well. She'll tell you. Either she'll ask me or she'll then refer you to some alim. But the woman mustn't speak directly to the man. And you'll say, that, you know, animal kingdom of the West. You know, this famous line. He's an American. Well, what? Animal. Very, you know, army generals, very brave. Let's say it. So now, about 12 o'clock at night, he's receiving one phone call. So it's a woman. So the woman will ask his wife. So that woman is crying bitterly, you know, very, very bitterly. All new Muslims. Black woman, but she can't hold her tears, she's crying very profusely. But now she's asked to speak to the wife, don't speak to me directly. Auntie, what happened? So, America and London, so it's cheaper to travel by public transport, bus, or train, than having a private car. So the woman says, now, I was in the bus with my husband, and suddenly that bus just jerked, you know. When it jerked, so my sleeves just came up. So some part of my hand was exposed. Look at the honesty and the truth of this woman. She says, I'm scared now, See, you know, I told you that until and unless we don't learn to recognize Qiyamah, Hisab Kitab, وَلِيمَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّي, until then you're not right. You must recognize that I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala. So she's saying, now, you know, I'm so scared that because this amount of the hand was exposed, this will burn in Jahannam. What must I do to explain this? What must I do? So Colonel Saab had to explain to his wife, you see, accidents Allah Ta'ala overlooks, right? You didn't intend, it's an accident, and Allah Ta'ala will overlook. But in the future, what you must do, that your dress and the sleeve, just put an elastic, you know, at the end, so if there's a jerk, the elastic will hold the dress. But now you see the goodness. That's why, don't ever think now, you know, we inherited Islam, so it's for good. No. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قُمُ الْغَيْرُ, it can always be replaced. Nobody is indispensable. Nobody is thinking, you know, we've got Islam and we can't be dispensed. Nobody is indispensable. Allah can't replace anybody. See that the adherence of Sunnah, these people have got. The new Muslim, brand new. But can you see the adherence? You know? So the Sunnah, small or big, the Sunnah pertaining to the heart or to the physical self. Try your best. You won't get everything, right? So, for the mistakes you make, you still make istighfar. Make istighfar, ask Allah's forgiveness. Right? You still make istighfar. You won't count ourselves to be pious. You're doing something, not just, you know, I've done everything wrong. Still, I haven't done it like I'm supposed to be doing it. مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. You couldn't do it like how you're supposed to do it. So how you compensate? You make istighfar. Don't you see now, you're returning from Ghash. What are you doing? Istighfar. You're completing your namaz then? Astaghfirullah. Don't you do that. So at the end, you did everything, but ask Allah's forgiveness. As the Ramadan is ending, and you're getting Shab-e Qadr, right? Then what dua are you making? Innaka afoon, asking for forgiveness. Right? So at no point should we feel now, we set up now. We're just flying now. Still ask for Allah's forgiveness. We don't know where we can slip. We don't know where we are mistaken, right? So that istighfar is a shield, is a protection. It's a fort. Right? So hold firm to istighfar. That is why, you see in Ramadan, one of the four recommended things is to ask Allah's forgiveness. Because now, in this month, many a times, special blessings are coming down. Special blessings are coming down, right? And that blessing is waiting to see how attentive you are. You're attentive, and it's getting you, right? So, can there be anything better than istighfar? I'm weak, I mess it up, but you're forgiving, and you love to forgive Allah, but please forgive me. Yeah. So we're talking of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And how we get the adherence to the Sunnah. Small, and respect. You know. The Ahlullah, people of Allah Ta'ala, lovers of Allah Ta'ala, we don't compromise in showing love and respect to them. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, great ashik of Allah Ta'ala, very great ashik, right? So, he's making wuzu in a stream, right? And all what he's doing, don't say now, what he's doing, it's when he's a mulana, why he's doing that? Well, you do your thing. Don't get into the next person now, why, what he's doing and what he, how he's doing. لا تسألونا أما كامل. You know, Allah is not going to answer you. He's not going to hold you answerable. So why worry what he's doing and what he's doing? You see that, are you doing it right? You may be a little bit short here, there, right? But you want to pick on this one here and that one, as though you're showing Allah Ta'ala that me, I'm faultless. Is that the way to go? So you don't worry about that person. Yeah, am I right? In this world is like an examination room, right? So in the examination room, don't worry about that person not right, not answering the questions. He doesn't know his work. Are you worried about that? Or are you worried about yourself? So your primary concern is, I mustn't fail. What he's doing now, that's between him and the examiner. But I must see that I'm doing my work. So this is a big problem in this day. I don't worry about what he's doing and what that person is doing and what he's not doing. What you're doing? So in our love and our respect to this ulama, senior ulama, practicing the sunnah, not concerned about the world, right? Ahlullah. No compromise in showing respect and love for them. So now look at it. Imam Ahmad Rahmatullah is making wuzu on a stream, right? See, we say everything is a source, right? Gold is a source. Milk is a source, right? Right? Groceries is a source. Right? So the source of love is what? Where you get the love? In the company of the Ahlullah. Allah means Allah wala, what? Allah wala, in their presence, go there with a clean mind, right? And you don't have to come with presents all the time. There's an urge you bring, otherwise, a million times you came and you came with a good heart. With a good heart. When you came with a good heart, you're going, they're filling you up. Huh? So don't make it a formality to bring. The pressing urge, now he saw one guava there, imitating my Hazrat. It's alright. But now he say, no, I must get one, something. And that becomes a formality. So anyway, it's a stream and Imam Ahmad Sahib is performing wuzu. So this is the upper end, this is the lower end. So one person is making wuzu at the upper end, whilst Imam Sahib is making at the low end. It's a narrow, thin stream, right? So he struck him, hey, it's not the right thing, man. It's a narrow stream here. That means my used water is going to him. He's an Imam of Hadith, Ahlullah, he's a Faqih, he's a Ustad Imam Bukhari, Rahmatullahi. So what a great person, what am I doing? So he caught up, and he went to the lower end. But that man died. So when someone saw him, said, I'm in Jannat. Why? Because of the respect that I showed to the Imam. See? Allah Ta'ala Nukta Nawaz, what? Small points. So when I see this, don't show an attitude. Indeed, don't show attitude. Rather be simple. Say, no, I'm messing it up, I made a mistake, Allah forgive me. Now you're showing attitude, pride, right? You're going to show that I'm something, you're going to catch it there. So, Shaitan, we got messed up. You got messed up with pride. Otherwise, there wasn't a priest on the heavens where he didn't make sajda. But then you ask yourself, where he messed it up, and how he messed it up. He messed it up just because of that pride. He just came yesterday. I mean, for 1,000 years I worshipped Mirza. Now, you must reconsider. I must bow down for him. But love requires what the beloved wants. Just do it. What the beloved wants, I'll just do it. I don't want to ask why and who and all that. That's not love. You are love, and the beloved wants it like this, let me do it. The beloved wants Isha Namaz 4 rakats, let it be. Why 4 rakats? Why 2 rakats loudly and 2 softly? What's the philosophy? Hey, you carry on. We are threading the path of love. You know, you're welcome to the kingdom of love. Just do it. It's Allah's command. Keep the beard, keep it on first. Why? Behind love. If you are against love, you carry on your way. But now don't give this anti-sunnatwar. You know, say hate. So you give me a hate sunnat. You give me a message to hate the sunnah. So don't give this hate sunnat. You know, say hate bayan. Hate what? Hate speech. So don't give a hate sunnat bayan. Love the sunnah. Love the sunnah. And it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَأَبْسِبَارَ سُوَرْبُونَ فَتَمَسَّمْكُمُ النَّارِ. Allah is warning you, don't even go slightly towards these wrong people. They hate the sunnah, mixing up with girls, don't worry about the beard, don't worry about topi, don't worry about photoing and snapping. And then they're justified. How do they say? He's snapping with your wife. So just capture the moment. Just capture the moment. How nice it looks, just capture the moment. And you saw a buzuk there, so just put your wife there. So in the quiet moments you see your wife, then what do you do? Snap, what do you do after that? Hey, this one, yeah. Look at the lips, man. What happened? I asked you, would it happen or what happened? It must happen. But now this, you know, when you hate the sunnah, this is what happens. Otherwise, when you love the sunnah, it was a sunnah, it was a way of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of our Kaaba did that. They kept a safe distance. A woman, etc. Not even close, safe distance. But now, you want to make a hate speech on sunnah. So don't keep the beard, trim your beard, it's alright. So it's a hate speech. But Allah is saying, don't even incline. The ruku means slight deviation. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Ya Rasulullah, we kept you absolutely straight. We kept you absolutely straight. Right? Have we not kept you straight? And you can also incline. إِذَلَّ أَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ. And if you are inclined slightly, then we have punished you in this life and here. Twice we have punished you. Now who is Allah is talking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asked not to incline. And if you incline, what will be the consequence? Then do we stand a chance? Same state. Fatamassakumunar. You want to move away from the sunnah, then you are asking for trouble. Fire is going to get you. Fatamassakumunar. The fire is going to get you. So just adhere. The small sunnahs, kurta, the beard, one length here, right? So all these things here. Now the Christian, every now and then you get a Christian now. You know, I couldn't imagine all these things there. But now this coming from the woman quarters. One thing they're asking now, many other things, but now there was something to lengthen the nail, to put something here, and the nail will look longer. You know about that? Huh? I don't know, sir. So, they put something and the nail looks longer. Appears longer. I say, that's a kafir system. And our system was to trim the nail. So the filth, right, doesn't go get stuck there. You're going to make istinja now. Phir kya hoga? Something gets stuck there. Kya hoga? It's a fact, you are going to make istinja, aren't you? Just to end up, people are more interested in seeing the Eid moon than the Ramzan moon. Is it a fact or not? Yeah? Ramzan moon, people should be, I want to be able to see outside. But Eid moon, The whole budget goes to A. So it's like a triple story building, right? So this auntie is the now is on the ground floor, and someone is shouting, "Hey, chand ko dekho, chand ko dekho, see the moon." In the meanwhile, a little child had to go to the toilet, right? So she's making exchange for the child. Properly, not properly, whatever. Right. And there's a big shout, chant. A woman have a habit. Kai, either. They feel ashamed to stretch their hands. So she's stretching her hand like this. Got her hands by her nose, you know. Yeah. Is Eid ka chand kyun sara hua kyun hai? Why is the Eid bull rotten like this? The rock is in the figure. She didn't pick the sneezer properly, got stuck that side. Right. So all these kuffar systems, what Allah Pak says, I've seen over 30 places in the Quran Sharif. I don't come close to them, don't adopt this, their ways. The way of Rasulullah Baksam, Sahaba Kiram, we can't do much, at least we hold. At least, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, we can say, Ya Allah, main tere Habib ke sunnat ko leke aaya. Allah Ta'ala, I haven't got much, but I've come with the sunnah, with the practice of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Isn't that a great thing? Allah Baksam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا الله يا رحمن يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفور الرحيم يا ساكن المساكين Oh our most beautiful Allah, Oh our most kind Allah, Oh our most loving Allah, Oh our most compassionate Allah, Oh our Kareem Allah, Oh our Rahim Allah, Out of your infinite bounty, mercy, rahmat, grace, compassion, love, affection, O my Allah, please forgive each and every sin of ours, O my Allah. O my Allah, forgive the sins we have committed in the night. Forgive the sins we have committed in the day. O my Allah, forgive the sins we have committed knowingly, unknowingly. O my Allah, forgive the sins we have committed with our eyes. O Allah, forgive the sins we have committed with our tongues. O Allah, forgive the sins we have committed with our ears. With any part of our body, our hearts, our minds, our hands, our feet. O may Allah forgive and cleanse each and every organ of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify us, Ya Allah, cleanse us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this tawbah of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we know of, we don't know of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring it to our knowledge, those actions that we are doing that is wrong, Ya Allah, so that we can have remorse and regret over those actions. Ya Allah, forgive us unconditionally for all the guna that we made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse us, you purify us. Ya Allah, you shower us with your mercy and your grace, your rahmat and your compassion. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with love for you, with love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with love for the pious, with love for the Quran and the Sunnah, with love for all those things that will bring us close to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the love and the affection and the attraction, Ya Allah, of things that will bring your wrath and your anger, Ya Allah, that displeases you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with love for those things that pleases you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our object, our goal, our purpose in life, Ya Allah, only to please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let every action of ours be, Ya Allah, for your pleasure, Ya Allah, for your raza mandi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that we prepare, Ya Allah, like how we prepare in this dunya for the things of this dunya, for a small journey, or for a small action of ours we prepare, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our actions and our preparations, Ya Allah, 100%, Ya Allah, for our akhirat, for our qabr, for our meeting with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that we prepare in such a manner that tomorrow when it's time for us to leave this dunya, then Ya Allah, you are pleased with us, we are pleased to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our qabrs, Ya Allah, from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the windows and the doors are open of Jannah to our qabrs, Ya Allah. And we enjoying the breeze, the fragrance and the sounds of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be tomorrow when we are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Then Ya Allah, we under the banner of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ya Allah, let it be, Ya Allah, that we under the shade of your arsh on the day of Qiyamah, reclining on the couches, eating from the fruits of Jannah, enjoying the breeze of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such that we get our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, we get to drink from the Mubarak hands of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Hose Kosar, Ya Allah. Make us from his helpers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us to cross the Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning. And Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in this life of this world, Ya Allah, these imtihans that are coming upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass it with flying colors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us from the fitnas and trials, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us from the fitnas of Shaitan, Dajjal, Jadu, Nazar, Nafs, and the evil of any of your creation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us from the fitnas of the cell phone and all the harmful elements that are coming in, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove from us, Ya Allah, the bad habits of ghibat, malice, hatred, enmity, jealousy, pride, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the quality of humility, tawazu, generosity, kindness, good character, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a peaceful heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard the mujahideen wherever they may be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Sham, in Palestine, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they are facing some difficulties, Ya Allah, grant them victory. Ya Allah, the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we look, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters are going through some difficult hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them such ease like how you had granted Ibrahim alayhi salam in the midst of the fire, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them glad tidings of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with them, Ya Allah. You grant them acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them for their shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant shifa to all those that are sick, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever asks us to make dua for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever their need is that is permissible, Ya Allah, you fulfill it for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, make the qabrs from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open up the doors, the windows of Jannah and let them be enjoying the breeze, the fragrance and the sounds of Jannah, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, in the Akhirat, Ya Allah, you grant him the highest stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you let us, join us with them, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept all our du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever we have omitted to mention, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, your rahmat, your forgiveness in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be, Ya Allah, that this month passes, Ya Allah, and we don't get your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, decree your forgiveness for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us more and more of the suhbat of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant Mufti Sahib good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless him in this world, qabr and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever Hazrat Mufti Sahib's tamanna is for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be accepted, Ya Allah. Let us all change our lives, Ya Allah. Let us come, Ya Allah, to you, Ya Allah, running, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us take and draw from your mercy and your grace and your rahmat and your compassion, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your tajalli flow upon us, Ya Allah. Let your nur, Ya Allah, show us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our families, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, they have allowed us to come up here, Ya Allah. Grant them the full reward of us sitting up here also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as that we have got in our hearts, Ya Allah. Accept each and every one of our du'as, Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatu wa fil akhirati hasanatu wa kina azab al-nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antas tawabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillah.